This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I know I'm not supposed to talk about junk food, but OMG, these are so yummy. Hold on a second. These are, oh my gosh, this is my favorite Easter candy. The Cadbury's Mini Eggs. They're milk chocolate with a crisp sugar shell. No, they taste way better than M&M's. Because they're kind of big. I mean, you could have like a nice big, oh, Tom, I got to throw one of these into your mouth. These would just, I mean, yeah, I know. They're perfect throw size, too. Oh, I love these Cadbury eggs. I love Easter. This is yummy. Milk chocolate, sugar, butter, chocolate, more chocolate, lactose. Oh, I could definitely get some lactose. Soy lecithin. You know what? I don't have my reading glasses. How many calories are in these? 190 and calories for fat, 70. All right, I better stop at 15. Oh, my gosh, these are yummy. You know, a handful of them could very easily really, really rack up your calories. But I don't care. It's look, we're celebrating, right? You know, some of you are going to be having surgery, okay? And when you go and have surgery, right before you do, one of the first questions you ask your doctor is, can I have sex before surgery? And they're like, yeah. All right, so then you call your family doctor and go, look, I'm going to have surgery. I don't know if I'm ever going to see my wife again, so I'd like to get some Viagra. So your doctor gives you Viagra. All right, don't take it. Do not. That could kill you. Do not take Viagra right before you're about to have surgery. And I'm not talking hours before. I'm talking a day or two before. Okay? We have been warned by the American Association of Nurse Anesthetists that these erectile dysfunction drugs like Viagra, Levitra, and Cialis could cause you to die if you get anesthesia the next day. The group advises that men to not take Viagra or Cialis the day before the surgery because the drugs take more than 24 hours to clear the body. I always tell people a couple days before because if I think Cialis is in your system for 36 hours, Viagra 24 hours, so the day before the surgery. Think about it. You guys decide at 8 p.m. the day before, the night before? No. I would say a couple days before. I don't think. Don't you guys have other things to worry about? You're about to have surgery, you know, and okay. But anyway, so they say it's also important for men to inform the person administering their anesthesia about the use of erectile dysfunction drugs. According to Juan Quintana, AANA president says patients should never feel embarrassed about telling their anesthesia professional that they use these products. Yeah, I don't understand why guys are still embarrassed about that, okay? I mean, I I'm proud of you. I mean, to me, it means that, you know, you're busy, you're active. You know, I see a lot of patients, they kind of brag about it. They're like, man, you know, yeah, I'm getting some, blah, 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 blah. You know, my wife likes me, I'm not in the doghouse again. But let's just quickly, okay, so Viagra, it's a phosphodiesterase type 5 inhibitor. Yeah, you guys know what that is? Good, that's what it is, so I don't know how to explain it. Now, basically, what it does is it disables the enzyme that prevents erections from staying active. Okay, I know that's a double negative. So basically, when you get blood flow to the penis when you're having sex, okay, it has to eventually go back. Okay, I mean, because you still have to function. You still have to, I don't know, ride a horse. You know, you still have to tend to the farm. So there's a system in place where after the sex act, the blood goes back. This system, however, can be manipulated. And these phosphodiesterase type 5 inhibitors stop that feedback mechanism so blood flow remains going into the penis. So you're able to have sex. That's how these things work. It's brilliant. how they do this. The medicines were originally designed, this was back in 1989. So I was graduating high school at the time when they discovered this. And it was British scientists working for Pfizer working on a blood pressure medication. Right? And for pulmonary arterial hypertension and angina and heart disease, because they wanted to improve blood flow to body parts and lower blood pressure. Well, lo and behold, they found that it worked for below the belt. By 1991, Viagra, which was known as UK92480, became sildenafil citrate and known as brand name Viagra. It was patented in the U.S. by 1996. In 1998, the FDA approved it as an erectile dysfunction drug, not for blood pressure, but for erectile dysfunction. And close to 40,000 prescriptions were written in the first few weeks. Now, I was in training at the time, and I remember that because I got carpal tunnel. All right, and it was the little blue pill. You know, they made it blue so guys would like it. If it was pink, guys wouldn't take it. I mean, can you imagine? Can you imagine Viagra sales if the pill ended up being pink? It wouldn't have even gone anywhere. So anyway, by 2003, Levitra was FDA approved, and then limping a close second behind was Cialis in November 2003. And these medications are some of the most popular medications ever asked by men. Now, remember, erectile dysfunction medicine, they can have a variety of issues. You can have problems perceiving blue lights and green lights. You can have problems with sounds and hearing. You can get nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. But more dangerously, it could cause blood pressure drops because of the relaxation of the smooth muscle walls of vessels. So your blood pressure, unfortunately, can drop. And if you add it to medications, like nitrates, which are also used to lower blood pressure, deadly. I believe there were like 52 deaths around its early launch that prompted the FDA to say, no, don't mix it with nitrates. There might have been more, but I remember seeing the number in the 50s. So, according to the American Association of Nurse Anesthetists, do not mix Viagra with anesthesia. Now, one of you may ask, well, what about after surgery? How long after surgery? You know, can we take it the day after surgery? I don't know why you're having sex the day after surgery. I mean, don't you have drains and stitches and wound? Right? Change dressings, and aren't you seeping, and aren't you in pain? So, I would just say hold off just to allow, you know, your stitches to kind of sink in a little bit. Okay? I would say wait. AANA suggests waiting 24 hours post-surgery, but I would say, come on, people. I mean, you should be busy enough with your physical therapy sessions and all that. If honestly your lover really can't wait, just tell her to contact me and I'll give her a list of the risks. But that's a Viagra. Before and after.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happen.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the DBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now, 800-587-3948.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so in headlines, we have here, for chronic low back pain, quote-unquote mindfulness can beat painkillers. They say when the CDC said we need to rethink prescribing opioids and try something else, the doctors are telling us to use meditation and cognitive behavioral therapy. That often works better than pain medicines. Calm down. I know. They say in the latest of a series of studies, and mind you, I love meditation. I think cognitive behavioral therapy is great. But if for a person who hasn't had low back pain or severe low back pain, I think they need to be very cautious about making certain recommendations. I think you need somebody who has had failed back syndrome, has been in multiple car accidents, has dealt with, I don't know, wearing heavy packs for the military and blown a disc, ex-football player. I think you need somebody who is really suffering with debilitating back pain to actually be on the board making these recommendations than people who have never felt it. I mean, I've had back pain, and I've had acute back pain. Still, nothing as bad as many of you have had. I mean, and so I feel very, very blessed. And I would not, even though I'm a fan of acupuncture and meditation and cognitive behavioral therapy, I will not stand on a podium and tell you guys to go do that first when you're having acute pain, okay? I mean, if anybody has ever been in pain, they would understand. You know, they say women a lot of times are more empathetic to people with pain than guys are, and I've seen, you know, some women doctors not very empathetic, but I gotta tell you, having gone through childbirth and rolling around, I mean, writhing in pain, and going through a kidney stone, and then going through car accidents and surgery and things like that, man, I could tell you, all right, meditation, not gonna do the whole trick. Okay, but I commend them for bringing up other options. They say it's the latest in a series of studies saying that low-tech interventions like exercise, posture training, physical therapy, and just the passage of time work better than opioids, imaging, or surgery for the vast majority of people with chronic back pain. And I'm gonna comment on that. They're not wrong on that. And it's part of a push to move treatment for chronic back pain, which affects about 8% of Americans. I think it's even more. It's a major cause of disability, away from being medicalized to something that people can manage by choosing from an array of non-medical alternatives. In the latest study published in the Journal of American Medical Association, they assessed the value of mindfulness-based stress reduction. It was a program developed back in the 1970s at the University of Massachusetts Medical Center, as well as cognitive behavioral therapy, which is a form of psychotherapy that helps you reframe negative thoughts. And they looked at 342 participants, most of whom have suffered back pain weekly for the last year. They offered 8-week sessions of mindfulness training, 8 sessions of cognitive behavioral therapy, or to keep doing what they've been doing. And of those who had mindfulness training, which included meditation and yoga instruction and CDs they could use at home, 43.6% reported a meaningful reduction in pain 26 weeks later. In the cognitive behavioral therapy group, almost 50% recorded significant improvements compared to 26.6% in the usual care group. Okay, so let me first say, they are correct, okay? All right, when you incorporate acupuncture, chiropractic, cognitive therapy, meditation, mindfulness, I mean mind over matter, yes, okay, distraction does help. Now, for any of us that have suffered from a migraine, I mean, I'm trying to come up with things for those of you that don't suffer from full-blown back pain. Have any of you guys ever suffered from a big, huge migraine? Have you ever tried to will the migraine away? I have. Okay? If I either have medication, I've tried this. Either not having any medicine around, a migraine medication like Imitrex, or having it around. I have tried to will the headache away. Because, you know, sometimes if you think you have a pain pill, the pain goes away. And then if you think you don't have anything for pain, I don't want to say a pain pill, a medicine for your migraine. A lot of times you're like, oh, I forgot my migraine medicine, and then boom, you get a migraine. So I think mind over matter does happen. And I have tried to will my migraines away, and it doesn't work. It does not work. I'm like, it's going to go away. I'm not going to think about it. I'm going to will it away. I'm going to think happy thoughts, happy thoughts, happy thoughts, and it doesn't work. It doesn't work. It hurts so bad. And so, I understand that getting this advice to those of you guys that suffer from pain makes you feel like we don't understand and we're giving up on you, and we're not. But what I do recommend is a whole team approach when it comes to this. I think we do need training, meditation training. I think we do need cognitive therapy, because the one thing we can all guarantee in life is we're going to be in pain. Something's going to happen to us, right? Whether it's an accident, or whether it's a cancer, or whether it's arthritis or something. Okay, pain is par for the course. It is going to be part of the getting older package. And I agree with these scientists that we need to figure out some sort of a team approach to working with that. But here's the problem. How many of you have time to go for physical therapy? How many of you have time to go for cognitive therapy? How many have time to meditate? No, you don't. One of the reasons why many of you come in for the pain pill is because you need to be at work in an hour. So how do you sit there when you're rushing around trying to get ready? You know, one thing we're going to talk about later this month is bowel disorders and how many of us are causing that among ourselves because we're in too much of a hurry to potty. We got to get to work. We can't have our bowels act up at work, so we're hitting the suppositories, we're hitting the enemas, etc. And now we have a whole bunch of people who have totally ruined their bowels by misusing medications. We are now in too much of a hurry. And so I'd say, okay, well, anybody with chronic pain, wake up early. Set your alarm for 5 a.m. You guys would look at me like, what? Excuse me, what? You want me to wake up early? I don't fall asleep till 3:30 at night in the morning. And then just to get up an hour and a half later so I could do my meditation. But our approach towards pain, our approach towards medications, it can be changed. I've had patients where, you know, they'll have, you know, they'll be in car accidents and say, like, I don't want the pain medicine. I don't need it. I could do without. I could work through it. Good for them. That means if they, God forbid, really are in pain, that medicine's going to really work. The big problem I see with a lot of my patients is many of you guys have been taking these medications for so long that they don't work. There was one patient who told me she was in the hospital. She was getting from her pain management doctor, Lortab 10. This is when they were writing Lortab. Now it's Norco. She was on Lortab 10 for a variety of things, taking about 8 a day. Well, her gynecologist had to do surgery and put her in. She had a hysterectomy. And I think a possible biopsy. So she was there, and the nurse comes in with a little teeny weeny, itsy bitsy little bitty Lortab 5. Comes in with a little baby cup going, here's your pain medicine. Okay, meanwhile, she's climbing the walls. She's like, no, you don't understand. I take this before breakfast, okay? I take about 8 Lortab 10s a day. Very bad. I'm not saying that's okay. But she was just crawling the walls. Crawling the walls in pain because all she could get from the hospital and the only thing they could get approved from the doctor is a little baby Lortab 5 every 4 to 6 hours. All right? Now, I mean, for many surgeries, that should do it. Not for her because she had been on it so long. So that's what I, you know, when I try to convince people, you know, to go into therapy or to see a therapist, not only physical therapy, but cognitive therapy, or to try other modalities, I'm like, what are you going to do when you have surgery or when you're in a, you know, have a car accident, something severe, God forbid, what are you going to do? Same thing with you guys taking Xanax all the time. Many of you guys are on 2 milligrams of Xanax. Okay, the highest level of Xanax that they have, 2 milligrams, okay? And you take it to help you sleep. I go, what happens if the poop hits the fan? What happens if there's a death in the family or you lose your job? Oh, I don't know what I'll do. I guess I'll double up. I go, you can't double up. You're already on the max, okay? These medicines are designed to be there for a rainy day. And you guys are acting like, you know, it's raining every day. And you're finding excuses to take the medicine. Now, mind you, I've had patients where they wouldn't take a pain medicine no matter what. And I'm like, look, you're allowed to. Okay, you're really suffering. For example, you let people go through a knee replacement surgery or a hip replacement surgery, and they refuse to take narcotics. But then, when they're undergoing physical therapy, it is so painful that they won't do the physical therapy. Well, if you don't get that joint mobile, and you don't start working that joint immediately after surgery with therapy, you're going to get a poor outcome. So those patients, I'm like, look, it's okay. If the doctor gave you pain medicine, if your surgeon did, go ahead and take it because you have got to get through that physical therapy session. And you have got to get that joint mobile. That's when these pain medications are really useful. So, yeah, interesting study. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed? Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your calls, your medical questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, or you could email us at drdahlia.com. One of our listeners caught the tail end of a segment when I was talking about Rob Ford, Toronto ex-mayor Rob Ford dying, and how I've seen people with cancer, people who have done drugs heavily, come down with cancer. Not that I know of anything of Rob Ford's drug history, just I've seen cases of that with patients. And so they asked if I could review what happens to the body with drugs. Well, I didn't go into as much detail, so I could do that now. And this is nice. Scholastic.com talks about the different types of drugs and what it does on the body. So let's just quickly review these, okay? So like cocaine, okay? Cocaine is a form of speed. And it restricts blood flow to body parts, including the brain. It increases your heart rate, okay, you know, because it's like amphetamine. It could also promote blood clotting. They say if you have cocaine and it can make a blood clot, that could lead to stroke. It could lead to heart attack. They say recent research suggests that cocaine also limits your body's ability to fight infection. So cocaine abusers seem to be more at risk for getting infectious diseases like AIDS, hepatitis, and sexually transmitted diseases. So when we were talking about, you know, how does a drug abuser become more at risk for cancer? This is what I was thinking. Maybe it was the heart's working too hard. You're not getting as much blood flow to certain parts of the body, so you can't fight things when you have to. Whether it's a cancer cell or whether it's an infectious agent, the logic is there. Now, what about ecstasy, MDMA? Ecstasy speeds up heart rate and blood pressure. It also disrupts brain's ability to regulate body temperature. So you could very easily go into hyperthermia. You get very sweaty. You can't cool off. You get very, very hot, and unfortunately, it could be very, very life-threatening. So when we see a patient with hyperthermia where they're overly hot, one of the first things we checked is to see if they have ecstasy on board. It could cause muscle breakdown, could cause kidney failure, and then multiple organ failure. Ecstasy is not anything to play with. All right, what about heroin? Now, heroin, this is, wow. All right, I mean, first and foremost, with your heroin users, a lot of times you see collapsed veins, okay? I mean, how many times could your veins deal with injections? And so they end up getting scarred. They end up collapsing. You can also get bacterial infections in the blood vessels because you're always getting entry into that. But, you know, when you get blood drawn, or, you know, once in a blue moon, your body can handle it very, very well. But multiple times, the skin being pierced, the subcutaneous tissue, the epidermis, dermis, subcutaneous, then where they find the vessels, getting into a vessel, opening that up to be able to inject something into it, and then withdrawing the needle, even though it's a sterile needle and you clean the skin prior, there's a lot of passages of tissue that then get exposed to the inner lining of that blood vessel. So, of course, you could be more at risk for bacterial infections, especially if it's somebody who's not using a clean needle, not using appropriate antiseptics and cleaning that, sterilizing the area. These infections could then later affect the heart valves. You could also get abscesses, soft tissue infection, liver disease, kidney disease. Also, you could get lung complications. Many times people that use heroin, they end up sleeping for long periods of time. They don't seem to get full big deep breaths. Being passed out and being have respiratory depression that you get with these narcotics, you end up not being able to expel or exhale junk from the lungs. That could put you more at risk for pneumonia. You could even acquire tuberculosis if you're in poor areas. So not good. Not to mention many heroin abusers, while they're drugged, not realizing that they're sharing dirty needles, or if they don't care that they're doing that, they could then get hepatitis C. They could also get HIV. How does a person die on heroin? The respiratory system slows and slows and slows until the breathing stops. And when your respiratory reflex tries to kick in, it can't anymore. And unfortunately, you pass away. Yeah, and we've seen multiple movie stars, unfortunately, have deaths in this manner. Heroin is not something to play with. Then you have inhalants, okay, like sniffing chemicals and sniffing solvents. That could directly induce heart failure and death within minutes. It's called sudden sniffing death. A single session of an inhalant by a healthy young person, but using butane, propane, chemicals, and aerosols, high concentrations of inhalants could also cause death and suffocation. What ends up happening is it displaces the oxygen that has to get to the lungs. So instead, you get the chemical. Then the central nervous system is like, wait a second, we're not getting good air. Slow the breath down. Slow the breathing down. Well, when that happens, you're not getting more air. So you end up suffocating yourself when you take in inhalants. Okay, what about marijuana? Well, marijuana, many times they get the same problems as cigarette smokers. You could get coughing, wheezing, you could get chest colds, but they say that marijuana smokers are more at risk of getting lung infections and pneumonia. I've had many patients go, look, Dahlia, I don't smoke cigarettes, but I smoke marijuana. Could that have caused my pneumonia? If your lungs are not at their most strong, then a bacteria that's running around us can cause pneumonia in your lungs as opposed to somebody else. You know, a lot of times you guys don't realize you're surrounded by bugs all the time. You're surrounded by bacteria, good bacteria and bad bacteria. And it's the wrong place at the wrong time when you get sick. All right? So if you have the wrong lung lining that's not very healthy because you've been abusing it by, you know, breathing things in, unfortunately, you're going to be the one to get the pneumonia, whereas the, you know, person standing right next to you in the grocery store won't get it. They say, let me see here. They say some studies have shown that the drug also takes its toll on mental functions. Heavy or daily use of marijuana affects the brain for memory, attention, and learning. Short-term memory as well. And then they also find that many people that smoke marijuana may also mix it with other drugs. That we're going to see changing. We're going to see less of a connection between marijuana and other drugs as people who have been taking anti-anxiety medications or blood pressure medicines are going to be starting to try that. I've had many people go, Dahlia, I want to try marijuana for sleep. And these are people that don't do drugs, all right? But the alcohol. Though a lot of people do alcohol, so that could unfortunately you may see a link there. Methamphetamine, of course, speed can cause cardiac damage, elevates the heart rate, blood pressure could cause cardiovascular problems, rapid heart rates, irregular heartbeats. We see this where the heartbeat is irregular, so the heart isn't getting. It's like instead of ba-boom, ba-boom, like a pump needs to fill up. It's boom, 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 boom. When that happens, your heart doesn't know what the hell to do, so it doesn't fill up with blood, and then it can't pump blood out the way it needs to. Blood pressure rises. You could have a stroke. You could have a heart attack. You could have overheating, just like with ecstasy. You could get convulsions, and you could unfortunately die. So speed, meth, not good. And then prescription drugs. You got pain relievers, tranquilizers, stimulants, sedatives. These things could affect your central nervous system. We have addiction. Mixing medications with alcohol, etc., could be a problem. Steroids. Anabolic steroids that are abused could cause liver tumors and cancer. People become yellowish, fluid retention, high blood pressure, can increase bad cholesterol, lower good cholesterol, you can get kidney tumors. I know when a kid does steroids because their acne is really severe on their back, they could also have shrinking of the testicles, reduced sperm count, infertility, baldness, breast growth, gynecomastia. Women will get maybe more facial hair, male pattern baldness, menstrual cycle changes, a deeper voice. And you could also have growth delay. You know, sometimes you see these young wrestlers or young kids where they're a lot shorter. And if they would have only left some of the steroids alone, they would have actually gotten taller when they were 16, 17, 18, 19. So be careful with the anabolic steroids. The catabolic steroids are the ones we use for hives and asthma, etc. They could have risks themselves, too. They could affect the heart as well. All right, guys, so that's kind of a recap of what drugs do out there. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Hope you learned something.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with BuySellMakeOffer.com. You should too. BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. I hate using reading glasses. I cannot stand them. I bought LASIK. I didn't buy LASIK, but I paid an arm and a leg to get LASIK done years ago. So I got my LASIK done, and then all of a sudden now I'm like, okay, I need reading glasses. Well, this headline caught my eye. There's a 78-year-old from Wallingford in Great Britain, and she says her diligence in practicing exercises on her eyes is why she didn't need to use reading glasses in the past 30 years. The reason why we need reading glasses is because of presbyopia. This is where the eye lens, which is the clear structure that's in the eye, it's obviously the lens, it's made of protein fibers and water, starts to stiffen with age, making it harder to focus. Excuse me. Really, it stiffened like overnight when I turned 40. Anyway, in order to focus on things close up, the lens needs to become more rounded, while to see things far away, to become flatter. That's called accommodation. So our ability to accommodate changes when we get into our 40s. When we're young, the lens is flexible, can change shape easily, but this ability diminishes with age. So when Miss Gillen was in her mid-40s, she found herself struggling to read. She had to hold a book further and further away, and she ran out of arm. So she tried reading glasses but found them a nuisance and started looking for alternatives. Now, she came across this method called the Bates method, developed by United States ophthalmologist Dr. William Horatio Bates. This was in the late 19th century, and it was based on the theory that by exercising the eyes, you learn to see better naturally regardless of your sight problem. So one technique is palming, where you cover your eyes with your palm to exclude the light. Another involves rolling your eyes from side to side. This method involves regularly practicing eye exercises, as well as trying to do so without your glasses. Ellen signed up for an informal course of 3 sessions and states she has never had to use reading glasses or any glasses since. Sign me up. She's a grandmother of 8, and she has written a book containing simple explanation of these. The Bates method is primarily aimed at relaxing the eyes. Gillen's approach is a little bit different. She believes the exercises work by strengthening the eyes rather than relaxing them. Exercise is good for every other part of the body. Why not for the eyes? So she admits that her own brother, who's also an ophthalmologist, doesn't do the techniques. He just dismisses it and still uses reading glasses. And she has not had her eyes tested over the years. She says she had surgery to get cataracts done, and that was about it. So I guess moving the eyes and I guess covering one eye and then trying to have to use the other eye. I mean, you got the muscles surrounding the eye, and I know your iris has to, and the pupils have to dilate. The pupils have to dilate and restrict based on light. I don't know how to make the lens more bendy. So, many experts are skeptical that the techniques will help presbyopia, but they said, well, okay, so basically with short-sightedness, you have myopia. Short-sightedness is where the eyeballs are too long, so the light doesn't focus on the retina in the back of the eye, and it focuses in front of it. So objects at a distance appear blurred. With long-sightedness, hyperopia, the opposite happens. It goes, in a way, back too far, so you just can't get a good look at it, and you have to then, obviously, you know, try to move or get glasses for farsightedness. So there's no scientific evidence that exercises will help, but it's pretty cool that there's something we can do. So, there's another explanation called blur adaptation. With the Bates method, you're meant to avoid wearing glasses. I guess if you take your glasses off, your vision will improve because your brain is learning to interpret the blur better. Not working. I have been fighting and bucking the reading glass thing, and I just have to do it. Well, you know what I do also? Is I have the light on my cell phone, so I will, when I go to a restaurant, put the cell phone light on, and I'll read with the cell phone light. So I have that, and I know there's a magnifying glass. I'm going to look like my grandfather walking around with a magnifying glass. I, like, called him Sherlock Holmes. I'm like, what the heck? It's because he couldn't read. So let me see. There's also a perceptual learning, which is the idea that repeating a demanding visual task may trigger blur adaptation and be more permanent. There was a study done by Israeli and U.S. scientists published in 2012 in the journal Scientific Reports. They found that regularly carrying out a specific designed visual task improved the performance of people with presbyopia, which is the inability to accommodate. And there are suggestions the benefit could be long-term, but it needs to be tested. So, way to go. I think this is awesome that they are at least looking at this, because I got to tell you, this whole reading glass thing, I am not handling well at all. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Liberia has closed part of their borders with Guinea after the recent Ebola cases. We're being told that authorities have closed a portion of Liberia's northern border with Guinea and plan to expand amid the resurgence of Ebola. Liberian Information Minister Eugene Nagbe confirmed Tuesday that the closure is in effect in Lofa County, and officials intend to shut down the rest of the border. And Guinea was supposed to be on track to be free of Ebola transmission, but then, boom, two new cases emerged. Liberia alone has lost 4,000 people to the deadly virus, and they want it to be declared finally Ebola-free. So I know nobody else is mentioning Ebola, so I try to on my show, so people realize that it's not just, you know, completely, yeah, done. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're being told by researchers that the Earth would be healthier and richer if we all became vegetarian. And diets containing less meat could save 5.1 million lives a year. Do you believe that? This is a study to estimate both the health and climate change impacts on a global move towards a more plant-based diet. The research was carried out by a team led by Marco Springman from Oxford Martin Program of the Future of Food. Oxford University researchers modeled the effects of four different diets by mid-century. So, fruits and vegetables, limits on red meat, sugar, total calories, a vegetarian diet, and a vegan diet. A vegan diet has no animal products in it. And adopting a diet in line with global guidelines could avoid 5.1 million deaths per year. By 2050, 8.1 million fewer people would die in a world of vegans who do not consume animal products like eggs and milk. We would cut food-related emissions by 29%, adopting vegetarian diets would cut them by 63%, and vegan diets. I'm sorry, we had a vegan in my medical school class. He emitted a lot. There was a lot of emissions from his tushy. And so I notice our protein definitely causes less gas, but I get it. I get it. That could save 1,000 billion per year. That's what it says, 700 billion to 1,000 billion. That's why they're talking about a trillion on health care. Unpaid care, lost working days. It's true. If I don't get meat, I'm grumpy that day, and I want to call out. They're studying how it affects the climate. You know, I think they're studying right now. I think the U.S. spent a lot of money studying cow farts. I guess they have rectal tubes and sensors in cows, and they're collecting the gas of cattle while they graze. And cows, they toot a lot, and they eat grass. So I don't know what they're talking about with less emissions. But I get it, less animal product, less need for animals, less, I don't know. I like meat too much. I think we are carnivores, and we are designed to be carnivores. And the more we try to mess with that and deny it, mind you, I am very grateful for vegans and vegetarians because more meat for me, I love it. Whenever we go out and one of my friends like, oh, I can't eat that because I'm a vegetarian or I'm a vegan, I'm like, thank you. You get the surf and turf and I'll get the turf. And I'm a happy girl. I think we all are happy people when that happens. All right. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hang me down,
you gotta
hang me down,
hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down,
hang me down,
you gotta hang me down,
hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822, that's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.